Nightclub, located in the ground floor studios of WOR at Broadway and 41st Street, New York City. Our unceremonious master of ceremonies here at the ground floor club is Barry Gray. And the guest stars for our big floor show are Doris Day, lovely vocalist of Les Brown's orchestra, Jack Leonard, singing star of the Copacabana, Maurice Rocco, boogie-woogie sensation of the Zanzibar, and Doodles Weaver, comedy star of the Rubam Blue. And now I'm going to turn you over to the man who lets you in on the ground floor, WOR's own all-night ripper and glib ad libber, Barry Gray.
Well, let me hear it. Hello. What do you want, jokes? No, we're not going to tell jokes tonight. We're just going to sit here and introduce brand new talent to you. Talent that you've heard about, you've read about in all the ads, talent that comes to us directly from the biggest nightclubs in little old New York. We have Maurice Rocco from the Club Zanzibar. That's a little place on the unfashionable side of Broadway at 49th Street. They have a show up there. Rocco's the best, so we took him. Doris Day, a gal that's been creating a lot of sensational talk in the lobby of the Hotel Pennsylvania. You're not going to hear the gag about that's where I live, in the lobby of the Hotel Pennsylvania. A young man that's been in the Army for 5 years, Jack Leonard, who used to sing with Tommy Dorsey, and now he's glad he's left, and he's at the Copacabana here in New York. Monty Proser's paying investment. There's another one that isn't. And Doodles Weaver, who is the comedy star of a place called the Rubam Blue, where they drink French drinks, use American comedy, and deliver big checks. First off, here is Maurice Rocco, piano-playing star of the Club Zanzibar here in New York, who is the only man in the music business who plays the piano standing up. There's a joke there, but we won't bother. Maurice, you're on. Rocco.
Hello, Barry.
What are you holding your hand over your ear for? You don't hold your hand over your ear at the Club Zanzibar, do you? Or is that the Cafe Zanzibar?
That's the Cafe Zanzibar.
Well, I beg your pardon. Maurice, how come you play standing up? That's the one question we all want to know.
Well, Barry, when I was playing at a club in Chicago, it was one of those very crowded nights, and one of the paying guests occupied my piano chair. So when they pushed my piano on the floor, as the old saying, the show must go on. So Rocco started his routine. So someone felt very sorry for me and gave me a chair. So the audience kept yelling, Rocco, stand up. And so I've been standing ever since.
You look like a winning jockey when you're on a hot number. You know that, don't you?
Brother, it's a good deal, you know?
It really is. You play a lot of piano, too. Tell me this. What about your picture date? You just came back from Hollywood.
I just finished Incendiary Blonde, starring Betty Hutton.
That didn't burn up anybody.
No.
I saw that picture.
You did?
Yeah, they sent me a check.
How did you like it?
I topped that. What's your next number, Maurice?
Begin to begin.
Well, begin. Begin the Begin with Maurice Rocco, star of the Cafe Zanzibar. You're on. You're on. That was Maurice Rocco, the Café Zanzibar here in New York, a rather obvious gag, the only musician we know who can stand for his own music. Next is a young lady, lovely and blonde, who comes to us directly from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania to the better-known associates across the street from the Pennsylvania Station, which accounts for a lot of their business, most times. Except during a recent engagement by a young man playing there, his name is Les Brown. Les Brown and the orchestra and the young lady that fronts that band and oh so beautifully, Doris Day. Do I hear murmurs? Doris, how can you sing so good and be so pretty?
I don't know, Barry.
Where are you from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, that crack in your voice has become a New York institution. People that listen to the Mutual Network and WOR have become very familiar with Les Brown's broadcast, and your new records are sensational.
Thank you, Barry.
They really are. What have you recorded recently with Les?
Come to Baby Doo.
Mm-hmm.
You Won't Be Satisfied.
I heard that sung by Jack Smith one night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he sounds like the fellow that's being tickled all the time and likes it. Businessman's bounce. What are your plans for the future, Doris?
I'd like to do movie work if I can.
Well, it's a cinch. What are your plans for the present? You're supposed to say, I would like to sing.
I would like to sing.
And then I say, well, go ahead.
Well, all right. I can see it your way, baby. You're not in the mood for love. Though the night is new and moonlight beams, you won't let a lonely heart bother your dreams. I can see it your way, baby. You don't want to take a chance. You're afraid to say the things that might lead you to a new romance. But what have you got to be afraid of? As long as you know how much I care. And what do you think my heart is made of? Why would I build you up to love and leave you there? Oh, don't you wanna kiss me, baby? Don't you wanna do what's right? I can see it your way any other time. But can't you see it my way tonight, baby? Can't you see it my way tonight?
Doris, what was that called?
I can see it your way.
Well, see it my way and sing another number.
All right, Ben.
What'll it be?
More Than You Know.
Oh, please.
More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it.
Thank you, Doris Day. That was wonderful. Next, we're very proud to introduce a young man who, 5 or 6 years ago, you probably remember as the male vocalist with that great band, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Fellow by the name of Jack Leonard, and 5 years ago, Jack went to the armed forces. He got the familiar notice to report and greet somebody. And just recently, he's come back to us, to civilian life. Jack, at the time he left Tommy Dorsey to go to the Army, had just begun what we call single work. In other words, you pay your own expenses and try to work. And Jack Leonard, now that he's out of the Army after 5 years overseas with the Armed Forces Special Service Division, is currently located at the Copacabana. That's on East 60th Street here in New York, Monty Proser's paying investment. Jack's a great singer, and here he is with us tonight, and we're very happy to greet him back to the tuxedo, the white shirt front, and the on-key notes. Glad to see you, Jack. Can I hear a hand? What's the first tune, Jack?
Well, Barry, I'm doing a number that I'm featuring over at the club that's meeting with fair success. It's called September Song from Knickerbocker Holiday.
I hear you singing.
But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. But the days dwindle down to
day, I'd spend with you. These golden days, I'd spend with you. But the days dwindle down to a prayer. September, November, and these few precious days I'd spend with you. These golden days I'd spend with you. My world may be lonely, but I'll await your return. I'll be yours, yours forever and only, and while you're gone, how I'll yearn. You're in every prayer, every thought, every dream, dear, you're everywhere. Come what may, night and day, I'll be
Thank you, Jack Leonard, of the Monte Prosser Copacabana. I hear the cries of more, but I know you've got to get back to your nightclub show here in New York. Incidentally, that was Jacques André.
Thank you.
How many choruses can you do? How many choruses did you do? Oh, I love that unrehearsed delivery. I love that thing. I suppose you know you stepped on my Hildegard gag with I'll Be Yours. You know, she's stopping singing that one. There's a bounty on her this week. Good morning. Thank you very much. I heard your yacht, mister. On my left, on stage left, I have a young man that looks like he comes to us directly from a long siege in Des Moines, Iowa. He doesn't.
How
are you? His name? Oh, I don't think I'll give your name. I'm going to be hard to announce this morning. I think I'll just make you ask me.
What is my name?
You blonde bombshell, you. I bring you a young man from the, what is the name of that place anyway?
Le Ruban Bleu.
French pronunciations are so hard for me. Besides, you don't make any money.
No, that's right. Huh? What's that?
Is that your mother? Man wants to know if you're Danny Kaye's mother. That's the best idea I've heard this morning.
No, I haven't.
Without further to do, I would like to introduce from the Ruban Bleu.
Rhyme. Variety.
From the Ruban Bleu. A guy that will leave you and I weak. His jokes are stolen, and his mouth it leaks.
No,
that's,
let's see. I don't know. Well, it could be.
Doodles Weaver.
Hooray!
Doodles, what brought you to New York? I know, a train.
Yeah, that's right, a train.
How long have you been here?
Oh, let's see. Now, I've been here 10, 12, 14 weeks.
14 weeks. Is there no let-up?
No, I'm doing fine. I mean, I like it here very much. I do. I'm going to stay here for a long time. I understand that they're going to keep me over at the Ruban Bleu a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to work there for some time.
Who are you working?
A little radio, WOR 610. What does that mean?
That's what you're getting for this act.
Oh, 610.
Unless you get laughs.
Well, we got one. You got one, anyway. Didn't I see you in Los Angeles?
Didn't you see me in Los Angeles? Were you at Santa Anita?
Running or watching?
Naturally.
Yes, I've been out there many times.
At Arcadia?
And I got on a horse one time. It was so slow. Was it slow?
That I would like to see, a horse riding a horse.
Yeah, that's right. It was so slow, it wasn't a photo finish. It was an oil painting. The killer. Well,
Doodles, if you don't mind, I'll do a walk-off and leave you with a walk-on.
No, don't go yet. I must tell some of these people about how we met. Remember, 1930?
And the music was playing softly?
Ah, I'll never forget it.
I can see it now.
We were going to school.
The scent of roses.
Don't you remember, I must say this to the people listening in, to our friends here. It just happened, I must say this, that I went to high school with you.
Congratulations.
That was the only thing that kept me out of college.
Who did you cheat from after I graduated?
Did you graduate?
Oh,
remember the LA High, Los Angeles High School Yell? I bet you can't remember.
I certainly can.
Are you going to yell it?
Shall we do it on the downbeat?
If you yell, I must want to yell.
He's got earmuffs on.
Well, I thought maybe you might sing, you know.
Very well on you, too. Now you can go through the Holland Tunnel.
It's better put him on the mic.
It'll make noise. That's more than you're doing.
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm making a lot of noise now. I think I am. I'm making a lot. I can make more.
What do you do at the... what do you do at the Ruban Bleu?
Oh, the Ruban Bleu, I sing and I dance and I tell funny jokes.
What can you do that you can do on the radio?
How long would you like?
Oh, about a week or so.
I do anything from routines that last maybe 30 seconds, like little funny jokes, like I understand... Ready?
2 minutes.
Is that all?
2 minutes.
Oh, I wasted a lot of time out living, didn't I? Well, thank you, Mr. Gray.
It's been a pleasure. Don't think it ain't been slumming.
I will see you tonight. But at 2 o'clock, I don't get to hear your show because at 2 o'clock, I turn into a bat. So how do I listen? Well, a little radio number when the announcer, a very fine announcer you all know is Ted Husing. He's the man that brings you on Memorial Day those famous races where the cars go around and the people are excited. Very briefly, because we haven't got much time, let's listen to Mr. Husing on Memorial Day when he says, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ted Husing in the press box at Indianapolis. It's a beautiful day for the races out here. The sun is out. There's not a cloud in the sky. 130,000 people waiting for this great event. And what a spectacle. What a beautiful spectacle. The cars are ready to go down there now. The cars are ready to go. The green flag is waving. I'll give you the starting lineup. They're all bunched together going to the first turn. And there the green flag waves. And there they go! they're off. It's 18, 19, 14, 17, 31, 144, all bunched together, going into the back stretch, around the back turn, down the straightaway, dust flying all directions. I've never seen such a race in my whole life. This is really beautiful. Number two, here comes number 10, the first car by the center is number 10. Up, here comes number 10 now. He's really going. Up, three, four, five, seven, eight. A wreck. There's a wreck on the far turn. There's a man skidding. He's skidding on the track. He's skidding around backwards, forward, sideways. Unless he's careful, he's going to hit the fence. Don't hit the fence. I can't watch. If he hits the fence, it'll be terrible. He hit it. I have a great idea, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of using still up in the stands, I'm going to have my assistant, Joe, down on the track, cross the track, and have the driver say a word so you people know he's all right. Take it away down below, but be careful.
I'm down on the track now. I'm going to cross the track. I want to tell you people listening in. I want to put number 4 one by there. I want to tell you people listening in. 3 one by there. That last car was so close, it almost took my foot off. Well, my gracious me, it did take my foot off. I guess that's not... Here's the driver of that car. Say a few words, driver Barry Gray, and let everybody know you're perfectly okay. Thank you very much. You just heard the driver of that car. He's all right. Take it upstairs, Mr. Husing. We're signing off. Almost through. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ted Husing back in the stands for the finish of the races. We're almost through out here. The best man out here today is number 13. That boy is really moving. There he goes now. Look at that number 13 go. He's passing everybody. There he goes again. Look at that number 13 go. There he goes again. Look at him go out there. He went by twice. Around the turn comes a baby midget, a little midget racer coming down there. Here comes a famous little midget racer. Here comes a midget. Midget racer went by. A P-80. Where did that come from? And here comes your winner, number 13. The crowd is going wild. The winner comes by. The crowd gives a big cheer as here comes the winner. The winner, the winner. Whirl away.
Well, guys and gals, that's our show from the Ground Floor Club here at WOR Studios in New York City. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next week, same time.
WOR's Ground Floor Nightclub, situated in the Ground Floor Studios of WOR at 41st Street and Broadway, is open every Tuesday night at 11:30 with a big all-star floor show for your entertainment at 7:10 on the dial, with Barry Gray making with the ceremonies. Our guest stars for next Tuesday include such names as John Carpenter, Amelita Suzanne, Pickles Hines, and many others. And as for Barry Gray, listen for his own varieties tonight and every night on the air from 2 a.m. to 5:30, also a.m. The Ground Floor Nightclub's producer is Jock McGregor, and the announcer making way for the Midnight News is Robert A. Simon. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.